This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, as opposed to Bo Hunkelberg's Good Day program and Ray Momino's Good Day program. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and you won't hear anywhere else Victoria or Kara. They're here. They're mine. They're beautiful. What's that song, Ringo? A little more.
We're
than
not 16.
Okay, I got it. All right, so we're here to work over a lot of the issues of the day. As a matter of fact, on Fridays, we reserve time to discuss a lot of the things that have been controversial, big in the minds of people who like to listen to discussion radio, the number one format on the air. So the presidential race is number one. Republicans are being told that they ought to support. Matter of fact, Republican, the survey I saw today, Victoria, was that, in essence, Republicans are telling the party that we want you to get together. We're going to support Donald Trump, and we're going to win.
Well, at some point, they have to get together. Yeah, they have to unify, or else, I mean, the ultimate goal should be, on their end, just getting their party in. I mean, well, it's like the same with Sanders.
Yeah, right.
He's got to get in line now. Come on.
I saw something in USA Today about everybody coming together. And Sanders doesn't seem to be, he seems to be more persnickety about that than some of the Republicans. So let's see where all that. Was it yesterday or the day before somebody suggested it ought to be a Trump-Sanders ticket? Where did I hit? We were talking about that, I think, didn't we?
I think Michael Harrison suggested that yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be interesting.
Speaking of Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the annual Talkers Convention will net a number of things for me today, including I'm very excited to meet in person, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, I give you Victoria Keelan, who will come to the event today and we'll share some time and actually
take some pictures.
Oh, of course, right. I have to shave, I guess, then before I go over there.
Yes, look your best.
The event is being held at Hofstra University on Long Island, and I happen to be in the studios of WRHU, which is Radio Hofstra University, as good as any radio studio I have been in. It mimics the CBS studios that I go in and use in New York, any of the studios and the great radio stations around the country that carry this program. What a wonderful, fabulous opportunity the students at Hofstra have. To learn. And this is a big school. It's known for producing great broadcasters. A lot of people who work in New York City and in other surrounding. Matter of fact, I think Michael Harrison went to Hofstra, and that's how we made the connection. That's why we are here. So Mark and Dan, who got up early this morning to be here, they were up earlier than I was, in fact, here to shuttle me around, make sure that all the pieces fit together. I appreciate that. And I think that there's a warm feeling. The real broadcasters and all of us who do this really appreciate. I do anyway. I feel like a kid in this.
Do you feel
studio.
Like you're back in college?
A little bit. Yeah, my college radio was not as good. The studios were not as good as we have here. But it's a good learning exercise. And one of the things that gives me cause to be happy is that there are students who still want to go into radio, even with all the controversy about how the big companies have ruined everything and it isn't the same kind of a deal as it used to be. It still is for the people who have the right attitude. And I think this goes for any business, right? It doesn't make a difference whether it's broadcasting or you want to be a trucker or whatever you want to do. If you set your heart on something, your heart's desire is to do X. Whatever it is, and you've decided you're going to do it the best you possibly can, and you're going to avail yourself of the best training, you're going to work at it, you're going to... I remember Ed McMahon and I don't mean this to drop names, but it's kind of fun to go back in history and talk about some of the great broadcasters. Everybody talking about Morley Safer having passed yesterday, and what a great broadcaster. He started doing radio, I thought, in Canada, he was a Canadian. and learned at school. And McMahon used to talk about, and I did the same thing, walking around the house with a magazine or a newspaper folded up and talking into it like you were talking into a microphone.
That's so funny. So you knew very early on that radio was your destiny?
I was a kid 7, 8 years old. There were two things that have been threads in my life forever. Owning and being around a farm and cows and being a radio broadcaster. Those are the two things that have been my constant threads. And it is interesting, you're right, Victoria, to go back to early days when you think, I mean, I used to stay up, my mother would come upstairs and turn the radio off, and I'd turn it back on again when I was in bed, listening to WBZ in Boston, Bruce Bradley and Dick Summers. I thought that was thrilling when I was 10, 11 years old. And today, Dick Summers is one of my great friends. He's a lot older.
I was going to say, he's a lot older than you, right?
I had dinner with him in Philadelphia about a month ago. And he still has that, he's in his 80s, but he still has that warmth that he had when he was in his 20s. The voice has it, his attitude, everything about it. And so when you go through life and you have, I don't know if hero is not the right word, but certainly you have people that you model your career after, or you're influenced by them, whatever it is. I would ask that of the two of you. Who, and I ask this of people who are listening right now at home, what is it that you think is the best part of what you do for a living, and who has inspired you to do what you do for a living? What brought you to wanting to do this, Victoria? I didn't ask you that when we first started to talk.
You know, it's funny when you talk about having someone to look up to and model a career after. You know, you provide a really interesting outlet for women on your show, and there really aren't a lot of spots in the radio world, especially in the talk radio world that's not political. There really are very few openings and places where women can thrive. I don't have a model. I can't think of anybody that I know. I didn't grow up listening to any women on the radio, really unless
what
they were
did you grow up
under
listen,
it.
What did you listen to? Wendy Williams was on. Did you ever listen to her when you were a kid?
No.
Too raucous for you?
I didn't really know who Wendy Williams was until her TV show.
Really? Okay.
But really, you know, the only women I ever heard were, and this is not great, but, you know, when you listen to Z100 here in New York City or any other pop music station, you know, it's the guy leading the morning zoo or whatever, and there are a few girls like reading, you know, like reading gossip, and that's pretty much it.
So the giggle girls.
The giggle, the chuckle crew is not my thing, so I really don't have anybody that I'm modeling anything after. On a macro level, I do take a lot of inspiration from the early part of Oprah's career, because I just think that she had such an interesting trajectory.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I mean, there really aren't any females that in radio that I even know of.
Well, I think one of the things that you are here, things don't happen by accident. One of the things that you will learn, and Kara as well, I hope, because I think Kara has good possibilities as she moves ahead. She has a different sort of position at the moment because she's more technically oriented than conversationally, but she has something to say, obviously, because we encourage her to do that. I would say this if Jennifer were here. Jennifer Horn and I I've known her since she was a teenager. And as I watched her grow and develop and understand, she's always worked with her father and for her father in their broadcasting business. And she was always a fun kid. And as she's grown into an adult, I have taken great pride, frankly, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, but letting her become who she is on the radio. She is a fabulous talent. You can learn you, Victoria, as you become friends with her and listen to her, can learn a lot from her. I learn a lot from her. She does a great deal, and you are now getting into that phase, too, of bringing us all up, of bringing raising the level, the water level, if you will. And you're right. There are very few women who are encouraged or allowed to be themselves on the air. And we talked about this, and we tease about it. I have actually never given Jennifer any instructions on anything. any level to do anything. I just let her, and I don't really, you and I haven't really talked about it. I mean, it's either the feel, when you first came here, it's a feeling that I have as to whether or not we can make this work. And I've had two or three people over the last couple of years, because I wanted to have another woman on with Jennifer, and I've tried two or three other people, and it just hasn't felt good. Nothing against them. It just doesn't feel right. And when you and I started talking, when you came here, and the fact that you worked well with Jennifer, it made it feel like this was going to be something that worked and would be appealing to people. And it's always, no matter what you do for a living, no matter how you do it, it's going to be it ought to be, let's say, and never mind, it isn't going to be, but it ought to be a situation where you learn every day, and things become better every day, and you become more excited and enthused about what you do every day. I'm much more enthused. I've been in this business for a long time, and I am now more excited, more entertained, if you will, almost by myself and the people I have on the air. People say, what do you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? My God, that's awful. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, between the cows and between the radio. Most of the stuff I've done on the radio has been in the morning, and I happen to be fortunate enough to get up in the morning and hit the bed, floor running, and then that's what sort of makes it worthwhile. And one of the things that I'm appreciating and excited about is the people that are around me now. I'm excited and encouraged that there are people who can do. I was determined to find people who could do this, because everybody says, nobody's any good anymore. You won't find any talent. We have, at the conference you're going to go to today here at Hofstra, you'll hear the same old stuff we've been talking about for years. Where's the farm team? Where are the up-and-coming broadcasters? Some people look to podcasts. Some people look around at stations and find people. But the business is so much different. We don't encourage people to be themselves, and that's what works. The beauty of radio is that you, in order to be successful, you got to be you.
And it's funny, and I'm, everyone in radio has had this moment, and that they call it hotlining, and it's when you're in the studio and you say something that
wish you hadn't,
or you say something that is genuinely you, and then your boss calls the studio, and as soon as that phone rings in the studio, that means you're getting hotlined, and
guess
there's
what?
A new song, Hotline Bling, so everybody knows what it is. But I literally had the first, in the very 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 beginning, I was just learning how to be a music DJ, and the guy I was working for, and I will not mention his name because he's very well known, but the guy I was working for hotlined me twice in one shift and told me to dumb myself down. And his exact words were, I'm not telling you to dumb yourself down, but dumb yourself down.
He's a moron. And whoever he is, you'll tell me off the air who he is.
I will. And you're going to go, oh yeah, he's a moron.
that's why I work for myself. This is the only program, that only nationally syndicated program, that isn't owned by some big company or influenced by some religious group or this is my thing, and we've been able to succeed over X number of years doing this. I have four different programs that my little production company produces, and it is a labor of love, because at the moment it's not a labor. The labor is intensive, and because the big companies have basically ruined it for producers like me in terms of making any money, it's just something that I feel like we have to go on, because sooner or later we'll go back to making some money.
Yes.
But it's a service. It's fun to hear from people. We're getting a lot of great social media comments about you. And I say this to Mark and Dan, who are in the next studio. This is another group. These are kids. Mark just graduated from Hofstra. He's got a job working for CBS already. Dan will get a good job working in radio, because he's got good training and he's got a good attitude. And that's the kind of stuff, again, whether it's radio or whatever the business, you got to encourage people to be themselves and to do their best. And when that happens, you're going to have a winner. It makes no difference what you do if you apply yourself and get excited and realize that nothing happens unless you work at it. It's 20 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good.
Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwiches for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwiches for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I ain't gonna be cooking all day. I ain't your mama.
Very busy lady is singing for us now. The music portion of this hour of the Good Day program with Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, being interviewed, talks about sexism in Hollywood, especially in the music business, which is where she cut her teeth, even though she'd become quite a television star and an actress in her own right. She says, quote, "I've always been fascinated by how much more well-behaved we have to be, speaking about women, than men are. I got a moniker of being the diva, which I never felt I deserved, which in fact I don't deserve because I've always been a hard worker. I've been on time, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, getting that label because you reach a certain amount of success." I understand that, not necessarily just because of being here, but in my own local world, the farm world, I am looked upon with a certain amount of disdain because I've done something that people haven't been successful at doing. I guess same could be said of this radio program, and maybe J-Lo, the focus here, is in the same category. She does a lot of things that other people are trying. Isn't it awful? The other side of the good side is that it's awful that so many people who can't or don't want to work and make it on their own try to take it away, or they try to denigrate those who work hard at it and get it done.
You know, I have so much respect for Jennifer Lopez. She is one of the hardest working women in all of showbiz. She really is.
Yeah.
And she says, no one who's ever worked with her that I know of has ever said anything other than she's an absolute professional and she's nice to everyone.
She says we're not allowed to have certain opinions or even be passionate about something, or they'll be like, she says, quote, "God, she's really difficult." Am I? Am I difficult? Because I care? See, that's it. I identify with this 100%. Yeah. I'm thought of as being difficult because I require people or encourage people to be good at what they do. And it isn't just because if it's in this circumstance on the radio, but it's good for you to be good at what you do. Why wouldn't you want to be your best no matter what it is? So for that reason, I think Jennifer deserves attention. But she's right, and it's all around. It isn't just in Hollywood. It isn't just in the music business. It isn't just in the radio business. It's pretty much everywhere. I mean, look at all of the troops. This is sort of an aside. Who have lost their jobs, the women who have been in the service, that have lost their jobs because they reported a sexual assault.
Yep.
There's a report showing that thousands of women who are in the service have been unfairly discharged because they reported sexual assaults.
That's insane. That's insane.
But you see, that's what gets back to this, the piggery of the male-oriented world.
Yeah.
Why isn't it just, why is it male and female? Why isn't it just equality? Talk about this all the time. People get jobs because they are qualified. Now, people would say to me, well, would I have hired another man to be on instead of you, Victoria? Because if I put you against somebody else who might have like experience, would I have picked you because you're a woman? Well, I'll admit to wanting to have more women on the air because I think, frankly, people would rather listen to women than men. And so why do we have so few women on the air? Because men are insecure for whatever the reason. It's foolish reasons. Why would you be insecure just because a woman has a strong presence? I think strong women are extraordinarily exciting.
And that, and you know, it's interesting you say that, strong presence, because one of the things that I really loathe is when someone likes to say, well, you know, you've got a big personality, so, you know, and it's a backhanded compliment that's really just more of a slap in the face.
It's not a compliment at all.
And, you know, I can't stand when people say that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no one says to a man, oh, you've got a big personality.
Well, but
unless
you do, but
it's,
in
unless
a different
it's
way.
In a really good way.
Yeah. Well,
Jimmy Fallon has a big personality. Everybody loves Jimmy Fallon. Fallon.
I
but
don't.
No one ever says that to a woman in the same way.
Yeah. Well, who do we have that's doing the stuff that Fallon is doing or Kimmel is doing?
Well, you look at Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea, yeah, right, exactly. And people say she's crude and rude.
People say horrible things about Chelsea Handler.
Right. Well,
and Amy Schumer.
Yeah. All right, food for thought, 28 after on Good Day.
Your facial expressions are shaping your day. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Research has shown that people who hold a pencil in their teeth are more likely to laugh at cartoons than people who hold a pencil in their lips. The suspected reason? Well, when we hold the pencil in our teeth, we're mimicking a smile, whereas when we hold it in our lips, we're mimicking a frown. Now, of course, you're going to go try this later, but there's another lesson in here for you, too. The facial expressions you make throughout your day, whether it's smiling a lot or rolling your eyes constantly or frowning or anything else, have an impact on how you're experiencing your day. Take control of your facial expressions and take control of how you experience events in your day. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
After the hour now on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen, my friend Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen. I'm looking at a cartoon in USA Today today of Donald Trump consulting with his spokesman and is holding a mirror up to his face. Now, the poll today suggesting the Republicans want to get together behind Donald Trump. Let's go. Let's get that done. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says that Donald Trump is dangerous. Look out. You don't want him to be the president. And then there are a lot of people speculating on who's going to be the vice president for either side, who would make a good candidate. Then one of the stories floating around regards Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson.
This is interesting to me, yeah.
Well, it's not beyond the realm of possibility whether it's real or it isn't. There are some people who are saying that David Koch of the Koch family, Koch brothers, is going to spend tens of millions of dollars to try to boost his presidential campaign. Koch is the one you may remember Who funded the
which is the bad
Marco.
One? I mean, I know they're both bad, but there's one that's worse than the other.
There's three of them. There's Charles, there's David, and there's William. William is the one that I know who sort of divorced the family. He got out of the business. The two other brothers gave him $2 billion and told him to get lost. And after that, he sued the family because they didn't give him his fair share. He said he deserved $4.5 billion. They gave him two, and so they've been fighting in court for years.
Would you take $2 billion to disappear?
I don't know about disappearing, but I'd take $2 billion. And yeah. look at the wonderful radio we could create with
$2
billion. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I think of it in terms, we're very philosophical here today. Maybe it's because we're in a radio circumstance, and I'm philosophical, thinking about the days when I was in college radio, being in this college radio station, WRHU in Hofstra, which is on Long Island. It's when you get to a point of having that much money and creating a trail, if you will, or a wake, you can do a lot of things with that much money. You can do a lot of good. Can you imagine what the Kochs could do with their money? It's their money, and they ought to be able to do what they want with it. That's my suggestion, isn't that they ought to do something. What I'm suggesting is that having that much money and using it as they want to influence policy so they can make more money or live as they will, I have no problem with that either. It just isn't what I would do. And
one
so
of them
I,
does a lot for the arts. One
that's,
of them.
That's William. William is the young. Is the David and William are twins. Charles is the older brother, and he's the baddie. If you want to put bad.
Yeah. Okay. I knew there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and maybe it's David that I'm thinking of. Is he? I think he's the one who's on the board of the Metropolitan Museum.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
So he's the lesser of the evils.
Well, of the two brothers, depending on. I mean, I don't necessarily think they're evil. I just think that they have enough money to try to help to sway things, and that's what they want to do. Charles is the one who put the dough up to keep Marco Rubio in the race in Florida, and that was a waste of $25 million.
Yep.
There's a pack that they have, and I forget what the pack is called, but they really have, because their father was the founder of the John Birch Society, they have that in their blood. They have that particular. And there are things about the Birch Society that are good and things that are bad. You can find good and bad in anything. But when you mention that, it usually brings up a negative connotation. And so it would be, oh, my God, the Birchers. They have a desire to try to influence, again, for their own reasons, who is president, and you see through the eyes of these experiences how money impacts this race. Yesterday we were talking about the amount of money that has to be raised in order to be a, and then why Trump has decided I'm not going to spend all my own money. I've spent $40-50 million so far, and I'll spend $400-500 million, he said, but this is a $2 billion investment. So he started to take money from various people with certain caveats and circumstances, but you do have to have a lot of money in order to win, never mind that race, but any political race. If you aspire to be a politician, you better figure out how to get some dough if you don't have your own. So anyway, Gary Johnson ran for president 4 years ago. He got 1 million votes. He's a pretty interesting guy, and he's a libertarian, and I happen to be more probably libertarian than anything else. So I'd be likely to vote for him, except that I'm sort of tired of voting for people that don't win. And in this circumstance, I think I can vote for somebody who will win and will do what I believe is necessary to change the way the country is run, what I feel about the country. So anyway, Gary Johnson is going to run with Bill Weld as his running mate. Bill Weld was a Republican governor of Massachusetts. Knowing the politics of Massachusetts, you know that Weld, and as far as that's concerned, Romney as well, were rhino Republicans, because you can't win in Massachusetts if you're a right-winger. You're just not going to win. But interestingly enough, the two most effective governors in recent history in Massachusetts have both been Republicans. Weld was one of them, and Romney was another. Romney was a much better governor than he presented himself as a presidential candidate. He would have actually been a pretty good candidate. I don't even know what has happened to him. My God, he's gone off the deep end with his anti-Trump stuff. He sounds like a cucamonga. And now, so Does Gary Johnson screw things up? That's what David Koch, I think, is thinking in the back of his mind. Okay, I'll spend a lot of money. We'll get some votes. We got a million for Gary Johnson 4 years ago. We'll get 2 million for him this time. That may be enough to keep Trump from becoming president. Because these guys don't want Trump because they can't control him because they can't throw their money at him. Whereas with Clinton, you can. And that's really, this is the basic bottom line here. And it isn't something that's new. The Clintons have shown along the way, both of them, that they are influenced by those who help them out. And that's natural. That's human nature to be like that. But that's the difference, I think. The main difference between Trump and Clinton is the amount of influence they will get from outside. Let's see if I'm right. Let's see how far it goes. But anyway, so the presidential race is number one. The Egypt air crash is number two. As I look at this list of things from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week, by the way, there is some debris floating around. Apparently, the Egyptian military, the plane did go down in Egyptian airspace, and it is now apparent that they found a lot of wreckage from it in the Mediterranean Sea close to the shore of Egypt. So there's any questions. So now, if they can find enough pieces, they can maybe figure out what sent the thing down.
Do they still think it's a bomb? Because that was the last thing I heard last night before I went to bed.
You can think a lot of different
things. Or some sort of explosion on board.
Yeah, maybe. It doesn't appear that there was anything functionally wrong. The history of the maintenance of the airplane doesn't show any likelihood that there was something that would lead you to believe that it was a fault of the plane. Even though I love these guys describing it as the workhorse of the fleet. The Airbuses are crap cans. They're cheap, tinny, they're lousy planes.
Are they made in China?
I think that they do have a plant.
I don't know
China.
Much about them.
Airbus actually is headquartered in Toulon, France. Their main plant is in the south of France, and it's a consortium of the British, the French, the Italians, and the Germans. They own the company together, and they've subsidized it heavily over the years. And then there have been the Boeing people say, well, they unfairly compete with us because you can buy three of the crap can Airbuses for every two Boeing planes that are the same size. So the A320 is the size of a small 737. The A321 is the size of a 757 that flies in the Boeing fleet. And the cost of a 737 these days is about $40 million. You can buy an A320 for $25 to $30 million. And so so what do you lose for $10 million? There's got to be something that's not there.
Yeah.
And my sister, who's a flight attendant for Delta, says that she doesn't like flying the Airbuses because, stuff falls apart. It's just tinny. It's and then when you go down the runway, you can feel the difference in an Airbus from a Boeing plane. You just can. If you fly it with any regularity, the way the plane flexes, the noises that come from up front, things, it's cheap. This plane did not go down because it was a crap can Airbus. It went down because something happened that brought it down. As long as we're talking about travel, there's one thing I wanted to note. Today, in Southampton, England, the Royal Caribbean Harmony of the Seas will set sail on its first voyage. This boat weighs, you can't even imagine this, 226,900 tons. It is the largest vessel ever to sail. It is larger by 1,700 or 1,800 tons from its nearest competitor.
Which is probably its own sister ship.
Probably.
Royal Caribbean has so many big ones that each time they come out, it's the largest, and then there's another one that's even bigger.
The capacity of this ship is 6,780 people. How do you put almost 7,000 people onto a ship and have fun?
Yep.
How do you get around? I can't even begin to imagine. So they have 25 ships, and most of these, this ship is going to start cruising around the summer around Europe, and then they all come to America or to the Caribbean, and they do the usual from Florida down around the Caribbean. But, wow, that many. How many people go cruising? Have you ever gone on a cruise?
I've been on one cruise in my life, and that was enough. So I'm good. I checked that one off. I got that T-shirt, so never again.
I just find it, it's very confining. I just don't. I've done 3 or 4 promotional tours with listeners, and I make sure I bring somebody else along with me so that I
you have
go
to,
on the boat.
Yeah,
yeah, and then I mean, I'm talking with somebody else that's on the program, and I just say, like, the last one I took was Roberta, and I went on the Norway in the Caribbean. That shows how long ago it was, and we had 45 or 50 listeners that came for a 3 or 4 day trip, and I came. I got on the ship in Fort Lauderdale. We sailed to St. Thomas, and we had a couple of events, and then I got off the ship and went back. And left Roberta there with her people for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, that's, I mean, with the one cruise that I did, my ex is a comedian, and he was on the Lewis Black comedy cruise.
So really?
We kind of all, the comedians and spouses and, you know, girlfriends, whatever, we were all just kind of there in a cluster.
Yeah.
And, it was hard to get away because they had 400 people that were dedicated to Lewis Black's people. So it was, it's a little claustrophobic.
Yeah. 14 before the hour here on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Grainger's mobile app, 12 splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. All right, Doug's Good Day program. Victoria, Kara, and I, a comment or 2 or 3 about your comments. I'm looking at some of the things that have been sent to me. The number of people, by the way, who are interested in this overtime pay issue, which was the number 9 item this week in the story section of Talkers Magazine regarding the top 10 items that were most talked about. The question was asked, do you support or oppose substantially the increase in salary for those people who work 40 hours or more, that is getting overtime pay? 73% of those who responded to that question said they support, 90% opposed it, 8% were not sure. This is something that's affecting small business people. It will. It'll affect the price you pay for their services, the goods that come from them, if it takes hold. The workers are the ones who are mostly being heard from. Let's see here. I'm looking at some Twitter stuff. Victoria, yes, more businesses will file for bankruptcy. Let's see, here's somebody says, I will still work over 40 hours a week. The president has much bigger issues to deal with than this, and it was critical of him being involved in it. This will just add to the national debt, decrease hiring, reduce profit, tax revenue overall. Let's see here. A person's labor is worth what it brings in a free market for labor, not what politicians and unions can extort via orders. 50 minutes after the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, 53 at the hour now on the Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria and Karen and I are going to try to find the bottom here, if we can, of a couple of different stories. Those who are concerned about your, if you're an Apple lover and you have Apple stock, do what Warren Buffett does and did. Don't do what Carl Icahn did. Carl Icahn sold his stock. Warren Buffett bought the stock. And the even though the amount of value has gone down in Apple, come on. Maybe what it does is what happens with a lot of companies when there are burps in the system and things go down, they find another water level. So they rise perhaps to being bigger than life, and then they find what their real value is, and it stays there. If you think Apple is going out of business, you're out of your minds.
Right.
And I would follow what Warren Buffett has done, whether you're an analyst. I mean, all these people are just opinionizers. That's all they are. But when you look at the numbers, Apple's loss is four times that of Enron, which was the reason Enron went out of business, though, is because they were a bunch of fraudsters. They were cheaters. They were chiseling the stockholders. I don't believe that's happening at Apple. But
Apple is one of those companies that I find fascinating because as a consumer, if you're an Apple fan, which I'm a complete Mac person, you can know when the stock is going to dip and when it's going to go back up just based on the products that you have and the products that you need.
Yeah.
And it's I don't know why anyone would get rid of their Apple stock.
When
they came out with the 6S and the iPhone 6S Plus, no one I know bought into them. Mm. You know, I still have my iPhone 6 and I love it. I probably won't even need an iPhone 7 until the second generation of iPhone 7. So there's going to be an ebb and a flow just based on the products that they put out. So
I have
as a consumer, it's easy to track it.
An iPad 2. And yesterday I bought one of those keypad things you can use with it. I find it handy when I'm traveling like this. I'm not a big Apple person. I've got an what else do I have besides an iPad? I don't think I have anything that's an Apple. But if you look at the amount of money, supposedly they've lost $236 billion in value. Microsoft has lost $211 billion in value last couple of years. GE, $324 billion since the top of its cycle, the top value of its stock. Intel, $354 billion since it was at the top of its game. Cisco, $418 billion. This is the number from its all-time high to where it is right now. That's how much it's lost. But it's paper. Yeah, it's just all it is paper for the most part. All right, 55 past the hour in a moment. Glenn Beck's take on meeting with Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg here on Good Day.
Most Americans work a second shift, and it's not always on some assembly line or behind some counter. For most of us, it's under our own roof. Status reports, job sites, and project plans are traded for messy diapers, science projects, and bedtime stories. With this second shift, there's no pay, no nights off, and you definitely don't get your weekends. While it might require just as much work, it doesn't matter, because there's no better benefit than hearing this.
Night, Daddy. I love you.
At Wells Fargo, we know you're never really off the clock. That's why we're always ready to work with you to help make your hard-earned money go as far as it possibly can. Working together, we can help create a financial plan for you and your family's future. To get started, stop by or visit wellsfargo.com/together. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
All right, so Glenn Beck met with Mark Zuckerberg. He is one of the many conservatives that took a shot at Zuckerberg and Facebook because they thought it was clear that the Facebook people were kicking the conservatives down the road, and they didn't like it. But then they met, and apparently now there's a love fest.
I give Glenn Beck a lot of credit for this.
Yeah, he's a very interesting, he's a smart guy. He knew what to do. So he said that Facebook is far from perfect. Zuckerberg agrees with that. But most of the things that he criticized, from what I can see here, and looking at a couple of different stories, were his pals, the other right-leaning radio hosts.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you take away from this?
Well, I thought it was interesting. He said that when he walked into the meeting, he had a moment where he was thinking to himself, and he posted this all on his Facebook page yesterday.
He's got, Beck has 3.5 million Facebook followers. Almost as many as we have now, right?
Almost, yeah.
Right. Okay.
And he said he was sitting there. He was sitting there watching the whole thing, and he said he felt like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that as conservatives, this is what we're doing now. We're demanding that Facebook do X, Y, and Z to fit our needs. And he said he felt like his quote was he felt like he was at an affirmative action for conservatives meeting.
Yeah.
And he said he gave Zuckerberg credit, and he took a lot of credit away from his own conservatives.
Well, nobody's perfect.
With their approach, yeah.
The approach didn't work. It wasn't good. It wasn't smart. But doing your homework, I mean, I understand the gut reaction. I just said the same thing. I think I said the same thing.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.